This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Staying Focused. Oh, don't cry. Look what's over here. Look at this. What is that? The crying stops. The baby's attention is redirected. We grandparents all know this trick. We pick it up and hold it close. We walk into a different room. We look out a window or where something is sitting on a shelf. The attention shifts. It isn't easy to focus. The computer's too handy, along with a radio, TV, cell phone, or an MP3 player. Then there are the coffee shops, shopping malls, sports fields, running trails, movie theaters, and air travel that will move us from surfing to skiing. It's just not easy to keep focused. As a matter of fact, as I compose this podcast, a radio is playing in the background. I can barely hear it. And it's a talk show, that is discussing Jimi Hendrix's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. It's distracting. I must pause this writing. I have to listen. Hendrix really gave new meaning to this piece of music. Back to the podcast. How can we stay focused, or even get focused, on something we really want to do? This is where priorities come in. We have to establish them with careful thought and approach them with dedicated effort. This is a real problem for retired folks. When we are in the workforce, our attention is focused by the job we hold, our boss, or market demands. We can say that we're lawyers, mechanics, or store clerks. We mean that the main block of our time in life is dedicated to the job. We have priorities. At least in that respect, we retired people have to establish priorities without this common anchor. We choose what to do with our lives in a very busy world. It's a matter of overchoice. We tend to spin in circles, pull this direction or that. The whole world is after us to buy, try, or come. We either chase our tail or sit still in a chair and let the world move outside the window. In face of overchoice, many of us hide and become recluses. For me, priorities are basic to movement. We have to know where we want to go. Then we can go there. Every parent knows this. That is why we try to redirect the attention of the babies once they start crawling. We see them headed for the vase, or the pots and pans, or the electric cord. We pick them up and say, "Oh, look, what's over here?" We turn their attention to something else, something good by our standards. I'm not the kind of guy who can keep focused very long on one thing. I need some rules concerning priorities to help keep me on track. When we retired, I thought about this, and a list emerged. Not a long one. I can even remember it. Family. Friends, health or exercise, music, and the community. Over the 30-odd years, these priorities have served me well. I try to include them in my daily schedule. If I don't, they tend to get slighted or are soon missing completely. I need a little forced balance in my life. I don't like to skip. My days have been broken down into phases that allow for all to flourish. Tai Chi exercises at the opening of each day provide for health, followed by just a little bit of mental health via reading. Then it's a couple of hours of music, followed by an hour of biking or rowing, something physical. The afternoons are free for community development. This is when I can work on projects, this podcast being the current one. Over the last few years, I've learned what is needed to build and operate a recording studio, construct a website, and put together a podcast. I'm not computer inclined by nature. As a matter of fact, I'm reluctant to read directions, follow step by step, or remember where I have been or how I might return to that specific place. All these attributes are necessary for computer literacy. It's been a struggle. By knowing that I wanted to create a podcast and staying aimed in that direction, it has become a reality. I seem to always find someone who can come over and straighten me out when I get in a bind. My son or daughter or granddaughter, a friend or a class at the community college, or even a computer specialist from the Yellow Pages. Of course, this leaves lots of hours in each day for family, friends, coffee shops, and serendipity. The importance of priorities don't change much from when we were babies approaching kitchen cupboards and electrical outlets. We just change direction a bit. It's the direction that must be kept in mind. We need to know what we really value and where we want to go. It's easy to be drawn off course by television, other people's suggestions, or lack of plans. Perhaps life without clear priorities is preferable, except whatever happens, sort of zen-like, drift with the wind or the open road. I'm sure there's much to be said for that kind of life, but it's not for me. It's a matter of priorities. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.